Visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
Thank you, Steve. 66, and wow, is it foggy up here on Blue Hill. I think I came in a little hot and missed my parking spot this morning. The good thing is I didn't hit any deer. The bad thing is, yeah, my car's at a 45-degree angle. Crazy. Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford. Lewisburg, well worth that drive down Route 45. What are you having for lunch today? Did you make up your mind? I know it's early, but it's mac and cheese day.
Welcome to the show.
Do you know what today is?
Of course I do.
It is National Mac and Cheese Day.
It's so cheesy.
I love mac and cheese. Great.
Mac and cheese day.
Cheesy.
I love mac and cheese.
Yeah. National Mac and Cheese Day.
You ready to start?
Say cheese.
Cheese. Cheese.
Let's start the show.
KX.
It is Mac and Cheese Day, and I think it's no big deal, but boy, in America, we love our mac and cheese. We'll talk about it coming up. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX. 94KX.
So what is it with mac and cheese? Come on, let's come clean here. I mean, we were all single once. Maybe we still are. You lived on that blue Kraft macaroni and cheese box. But then you learned how to cook and you started making your own and you swore the homemade recipe was better. But is it really? Kraft is still banging it out every single day. That blue and gold box. That yummy Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner. You get tender macaroni, a new improved Kraft grated. Ooh. That makes Kraft dinner golden with rich cheddar flavor. Enjoy it often. Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner.
Could you tell I love vintage radio and television? Anyway, Kraft sells around 1 million boxes of macaroni and cheese a day. 1 million boxes a day. Wow. There is a record, by the way, for eating an entire box of macaroni and cheese. That record is 1 minute and 2 seconds. You couldn't choke it down quicker and go under a minute? Come on now. All right. Believe it or not, there are over 50 varieties of Kraft macaroni and cheese. Yeah, this is what I do on morning radio. I'm looking through the different boxes. It's all macaroni and cheese, but some of them have smiley noodles. And they claim to be cheesier than the original blue box. Anyway. Have some macaroni and cheese today if you plan on making your own. You go ahead on. Me? I think I'm going to run out to the mini mart and grab myself the old blue box.
Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner. Yeah. You get tender macaroni, a new improved Kraft grated.
How did they improve the cheese, by the way? It's that orange powder. We don't know what the hell it is. I think NASA made it originally and we eat it. And that's what this is all about. Have yourself a cheesy day. On the way, late night sound bites. Jimmy Fallon is back. We're having a problem flushing our pet fish down the toilet. He'll explain. Some viral comedy coming up. And who knows, maybe your VIP shot at Spyglass this weekend could be this hour. Morgan in the Morning, stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
News on the way. Mark's got that for us. Rob's got the All-Star Game and all the sports. The Sports Center, and Steve, the super exciting weatherman. All coming up next. But first, some viral comedy. Hear it first. Look it up later. This kid is adorable. You can't beat children on viral comedy. Because sometimes the visual is better. But in this situation, both. Listen to this kid call out our dad. Her dad wants to see if she could spot a lie. So he fakes like he is doing like something live on his phone, talking about his workouts and how he runs for 3 hours a day and then he lifts weights and all that stuff. Meanwhile, sitting right across the kitchen table is his little girl who is coloring, and she catches the lies and she puts a stop to it.
Guys, your boy Eli here. Just wanted to run everyone through my workout videos. I think from Monday to Friday, I wake up every single morning at 5 a.m.
Yeah?
And I run for like 3 hours.
But wait a minute. She's looking at her dad.
And I do the weights.
Wait?
And then...
She's shaking her head no.
Never ever go for a run in the morning. Do you know how I know?
How do you know?
Because I always wake up early in the morning and I sneak upstairs and I see you and you're still in bed sleeping.
You really want to expose me like that?
He absolutely loves it. He just wanted to see if his daughter knew the difference between the truth and a lie. You can't fool a kid. You know what my dad used to always say, and I say it to this day? You can't fool kids and dogs. They'll call you on a lie every time. Viral comedy with Morgan in the Morning. News is next.
Visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
66 foggy degrees high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Well worth your wait. Coming up next, your chance to be a VIP at Spyglass this Saturday night for the world's greatest Eagles tribute band, Eaglemania. It's coming up in just a bit. Also, we've teamed up with Wise Markets again. Yeah, grilling, picnicking outside. We've got a chance for you to win a $25 gift card. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning. And what is it with Mac and cheese, especially that blue box from Kraft? Get on our Facebook page. Give us your thoughts.
Listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
This weekend, the best Eagles tribute band in the world. That's what it says on the website. And they sound pretty darn good. They're called Eaglemania, coming to Spyglass Ridge Winery Saturday night. And we've got the VIP tickets. They're not even tickets. You just get that cute little bracelet. Once you get your bracelet, of course, you're parking up top in the VIP lot. You get your bracelet, and you head right into Three Beards at the top of the hill for a two-hour party, free food, free drinks. That's 5 o'clock till 7. And then about 7 o'clock, you roll down the hill. Actually walk, but I mean roll down, stroll down the hill. Let's put it that way. To the SBC media tent right in front of the stage. And you enjoy the concert, like, real close. And there's even a little lawn area in front of our tent in case you want to pull your chair out from under the tent and sit in the grass and enjoy. Weather depending, right? That's a cool idea. Eaglemania. Your chance to be a 94KX VIP, I'm pretty sure, is right now, right?
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Yeah, call now. We will take caller four on the Ford Fun Line.
It's parent car buying experience.
We have another winner.
I think she's here. Let's try this, 94KX. This is caller four. Congratulations.
Oh, great.
Yeah, who's this?
Dottie.
Hi, Dottie. Where are you calling from today?
I'm on my way to work.
On your way to work. Where do you live, Dot?
Beaver Springs.
Wow. All the way down there in Beaver Springs. What kind of drive do you have with us this morning?
Oh, gosh. An hour.
An hour drive to work? Wow.
Yes, sir.
Well, I will do my best to entertain you. What do you think?
You usually do.
Oh, thank you. And the entertainment for you on Saturday will be at Spyglass Ridge Winery, Eaglemania. You are a 94KX VIP.
Oh, thank you.
94.1 WQKX.
Wow, an hour to work drive every day. No wonder I was having a hard time saying hello. Thanks for being with us, Dottie. We'll see you Saturday. More 94KX VIP winners to come. Well, you done me in your Morgan in the Morning. News is coming up next. I don't understand this. I'll read it later. Anyway, news coming up next. Mark Lawrence has that. Rob the Sports Center talking a Rocky Mountain High of an all-star game. The AccuWeather forecast and more. Next hour, we'll tell you why Colorado is the number one place to live in the United States. It's more than you just think. All right? We'll check in with that. Helicopter parenting our pets. Really? on Facebook, that blue Crafted macaroni and cheese box is just addictive. Your thoughts. Let us know, and we'll be reading them throughout the morning. Morgan in the Morning is teaming up with Wise Markets once again, giving you the chance to buy some great food for free. You can win a $25 Wise gift card coming up later on this morning with Mark Stevens. If you remember the grilling item of the day, which is wild-caught shrimp. I love shrimp. I got to be honest with you, though. I don't know what that means. Wild-caught shrimp? Is there domestic shrimp? I don't know. You go to your kid's room and he won shrimp at Pine Otter Days for tossing a ping pong ball, and now the shrimp are growing and you're going to eat them? I don't know. But I know wild-caught seafood is absolutely delicious. I love me some wild-caught salmon. Just saying. But today's item, wild-caught shrimp. Say it that way with Mark Stevens Asks For It this afternoon, and we'll make you a winner. In the meantime, stay with us. We're going to laugh all day long, I promise.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
The two best places in Pennsylvania to find a great ride are Blaze Alexander Family Dealerships in Canopy.
Today, a blend of sun and clouds, a couple of thunderstorms, humid, the high 84. For the full AccuWeather forecast, visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
67 foggy degrees high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. So the All-Star game was last night. I don't know if you watched it. I did. I'm a huge baseball fan. I had to support my Red Sox. There were like six of them in the game. That was pretty cool. And Real Muto from Philadelphia doing the only scoring for the National League. You heard Rob talking about it. The American League wins eight straight baseball All-Star games. They moved the game from Georgia to Colorado because of the problems they were having in Georgia months ago. Republicans are still mad about it. They're blaming the Democrats. Of course they are. But it turns out, I don't know if you know this, but Colorado, Boulder, Colorado, is now the number one place in the world to live.
Beautiful Boulder, Colorado. Yeah. The number one place to live in the country. Well, could it be the Rocky Mountain skiing or whitewater rafting? The splendorous nature.
No, it's the legal weed.
Or some of the most wonderful hiking trails in the world.
Beautiful.
Legal weed is everywhere.
Well, yeah.
Maybe people love Colorado for the warm, neighborly attitude.
I doubt it.
It's super nice because of it.
Yeah,
or maybe the great restaurants with picture-perfect views.
Yeah, especially when high.
Easy.
Find the answers in Boulder, Colorado.
Legal weed.
WQKX.
I didn't even know weed was legal in Colorado. Well, yes, I did. Never mind. 7 o'clock hour now. Morgan in the Morning.
The best songs on the radio.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
94KX.
Oh, man, the whole end of that song always sounds like, what did we play yesterday, cat warbling? Yeah, I think that was it. It sounds like somebody's cat is, like, caught in a screen door. I don't understand it. Morgan in the Morning, we'll talk about your pet. Maybe you're helicoptering mom and dad. That's a bad thing. But first, we welcome into the studio a brand new intern. Cassie Clark is her name. And you've got a terrible cold. What a way to start radio.
I know, really. I sound absolutely terrible. I'm coughing every 5 minutes.
Well, don't cough on the radio because that's a big boo-boo.
Yeah, but anyway, sounds terrible.
But your voice just sounds a little stuffy up here in the nose area. Mm-hmm. But cool, you're okay. Welcome into the studio. What do you think? What do you think of radio?
I like it so far. It's a lot of fun. I've gone to like 3 events so far.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, a lot of fun.
Yeah, we do have a lot of fun. And summer's always so much more fun. You're a student where?
Lackawanna.
Okay, what year?
Second year. I have one more semester.
Oh, just one more semester?
Just one.
So you granulate, as I like to say. You graduate like Christmas time.
Yeah, perfect time to get out.
Wow. How long are you with us? Because I want you here until Christmas.
About 8 weeks.
No, you're going to stay till Christmas.
All right.
Let's see if we can talk into it. Do you have any pets at home?
I do. I have 2 dogs and a cat.
Ooh. Okay, what kind of dogs?
I have a Bernese Mountain Dog, German Shepherd, and then a total mutt. We're not sure what he is, but he's adorable.
He's a mixed breed. I love those. Yep. Those type. They get along together?
They do. The big one is just his absolute big brother. Takes great care of him.
Aw, that's cute. How about the two dogs and the cat? Do they seem to get along with the cat? Or
The cat goes on his own, but they don't mind each other.
That is like cats, isn't it?
Yep,
they just live on their own. They don't need anybody, mm-hmm. You know, until you forget to feed them. Then they start that meowing noise. So anyway, anybody in your house, a helicopter parent on these pets, or are they just pets?
Nah, they're just pets.
That a girl. You're allowed to stay now because you correctly answered the dilemma here, where according to a new survey, most dog owners are becoming helicopter parents for their fur babies. I didn't quite understand it until I heard this report.
We are hovering over Tiffany and her Pomeranian Mr. Snuggles at the dog park.
Mr. Snuggles?
She's taking off the one-of-a-kind handmade Versace jewel-encrusted harness and putting her dog down on the ground.
Oh.
Wait. She doesn't want Mr. Snuggles' paws to get dirty, so she's wrapping each paw in designer socks.
What?
Hold on. Another dog is approaching and Tiffany is freaking out.
Oh, look out.
She's picking up Mr. Snuggles and carrying him to the car. Looks like he has his own special car seat. And now she's giving him a treat.
A treat?
Carved organic grass-fed filet cooked medium rare.
Are you kidding me? All right, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough. We got some people here that are animal crazy. You may have met them already. they're coworkers, and I'm okay with that because I love dogs, not a cat dude.
I have fun with them. They're really cute.
Yeah. First of all, cats make me sneeze, and I have no idea why.
Do they?
If Jen's listening at the SPCA, we love you. We love you, Jen. We have Tail Wagon Wednesday here on the show where we bring pets in. Every once in a while, Jen has to bring a crate full of cats or kittens. And she says, Tom, I'll keep them over on this side of the room. And I say, yeah, please do. But I'm a dog guy. She can bring as many pooches in as she wants. But I do believe that my dogs, at least, have always been just dogs. Just like, I don't helicopter them. I just, you know, oh my God, the dog's got to flee. Well, that's what happens to dogs. Let's just see if we can get the flea out of there, you know? Or let him go out and run in the rain, roll in the mud. I mean, he's a dog. Let him go. But then again, I raise my kids exactly the same way. So I don't know what kind of parent I am. If you're a helicopter parent with your kids, be careful. If you're a helicopter parent with your dog, you're just weird. Late night soundbite coming up in just a bit. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Some business news. The FCC just gave Amazon the green light to make a device that can remotely monitor people's sleep. Right now, Amazon's like, now we'll start watching you sleep.
94KX. 94KX.
Yeah, at the FCC, they're the ones that are supposed to be watching over radio to make sure we don't do anything wrong. And here they are, screwing up Amazon already. Well, never mind. Amazon already was a little weird. Now the FCC says, go ahead, get weirder. Big Brother's watching. Birthday buddies on the way. Can you yell birthday buddies? Can you?
Just yell birthday buddies?
Yeah, coming up. Stay with us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Birthday buddies coming up in just a bit. Back in the day, we used to scream birthday buddies like we were really excited, like we knew you. And it's your birthday and we knew it, you know? But nowadays we just kind of try to curb our enthusiasm.
Yes, and we make the transition very smoothly, sort of.
Yes.
Not really, but we try.
Do you know intern Cassie? You've met her?
Yes, I have. Yes.
I asked if she'd scream birthday buddies, but she's suffering from a cold and she might choke to death. So
we don't want that. No,
we don't need that
at all. Okay.
So,
it's all right.
Anyway, musical birthdays, we like to do those first before we get to the regulars. Dan Smith. What a common name.
It is.
Dan Smith. He's 35 years old today. And he's in that group Bastille.
Uh-huh.
So he's one of the dudes going, hey-oh, uh-huh. Hey-oh, hey-oh. Yeah. So anyway, 35 years old.
I was left to my own divine.
Nice voice. What do you think?
He does. Yes, a very nice voice.
Wonder if he was in a choir when he was a kid.
Probably.
And Bastille is a nice name for a group.
Oh, quite.
Yes.
Quite.
It's quite good. So, happy birthday, Danny Boy. 35 years old today. Meanwhile, how do you like the name Taboo? From the Black Eyed Peas, Taboo.
Taboo. That's a cool name, Taboo.
Sounds like a cologne, actually. But anyway.
True.
Taboo is 46 years old today. So happy birthday to those musical birthdays today. But now we go to the local celebs, or as we like to call them,
birthday buddies.
Okay, if you don't mind me saying, maybe you need some help from Injun.
Yeah, I really do.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
It's time for
birthday buddies.
Hey, listen to that. There was that energy.
That was
there.
Awesome.
Even with a cold.
We never practiced it. It was great.
You never did. Hey, happy birthday to Amy Arndt from Winfield. She's 44 years old today. Beverly Ademeyer is 47. Happy birthday to Carol Yost, 58 years old today. Deb Weaver from Paxinos. Just because I like to say that. We all know it's Paxinos.
Yeah.
Deb is 49 today. Duke Kirshner. Did he have a rock concert?
I think so.
From Montoursville, he's the Nifty 50 today. Happy birthday to Ellen Laverio from Sunbury, 52. Jacob Heim is 32 years old today. Happy birthday to Jasmine Farron from Williamstown. She is 31. Jason Makakowski is 42 years old today. Jenna Karlovich from Northumberland is 24 years old today. Happy birthday. Jeffrey Duke from Middleburg is 58. Happy birthday to Jesse Margatkowski from Lakens. She is 47. Jody Raymer from Sealands Grove is 47 today. Happy birthday to Joe Mosser, 68. Joe DeSantis from Montgomery is 41. Julia White from Milheim, 55 years old today. Keith Balliott is 60 years old today. Morning, Keith. Happy birthday. Sean McGowan. Oh, Sean McGowan. He's an Irish boy. Just like Tommy Morgan. Sean McGowan, 23 years old today. Happy birthday to those people. I had a few. And
you
also,
had. That's the key word.
Yeah,
you had a few.
I had a couple on Facebook.
Now you can't find them.
And I lost them.
Expensive phone there. You should learn how to use it. Make
Stop
it
picking on me. Sorry. There'll be a memo about this. Anyway. I apologize. I will get to Facebook Messenger as soon as I can, and we'll get those birthdays on the air. But every day we do them. Best way to get to us, through our text club or the Ford Fun Line toll-free. Or you can use Facebook Messenger where Tom will mess it up.
Exactly.
Not read them anyway.
Yes.
Okay, ready, ladies?
Yes.
Every day at this time, it's
birthday buddies.
Wow.
Yay, us. That's awesome.
I'm so impressed.
Thank you.
W-Q-K-X. News is next. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning.
Now through July 16th. Join
the forecast. Visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather, Steve Williams.
69 degrees, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Okay, we heard the news. Mark had that for us. How about some good news? I mean, some really cool news. A guy who gets tickets to a championship basketball game. Except his wife didn't know it was an away game. What else? Oh, a grandma that gets her wedding dress 70 years later. Those stories and more. Good news is next. Morgan in the Morning with intern Cassie. She's getting baptized by fire. No, you're not. You're just taking it easy.
No, I'm having fun with it. It's all right.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Can I get your coffee or anything? Huh? What you doing? What you doing? Where you
at? Where you at? 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
Yeah, the good news. How about a grandma trying on a wedding dress 70 years after her wedding? Martha May Ophelia Moon Tucker never got to wear a wedding dress back in 1952 when she got married because black women weren't allowed in the bridal shops. Listen to how she explains it.
I went even to marry in a wedding dress, so I wanted to get in one.
before I left here. I just sitting there looking at it, and I said, I'm going to go to the bridal shop, and I'm going to try on me a wedding dress. That dress was had my name on it. It felt wonderful.
Congratulations, she finally got her chance. How about the pizzeria owner who decides to give all the money to the employees?
All of the money that comes into the shop is given to the employees. It's for our Employee Appreciation Day. You know, if we could push, like, the 200 order limit, that'd be pretty fantastic. I mean, obviously, it'll make us, you know, bust our butts and work real hard, but we'll be able to give our employees, like, $40 or $50 an hour.
Hey, take what you can get, right? And more good news, a wife in Phoenix bought her husband NBA championship tickets. Well, they're from Phoenix, so they're rooting for the Suns. The only problem is the wife bought tickets to Game 3, and Game 3 is in Milwaukee. So a little more than tickets was involved. Now they got to go shopping for a hotel and a flight. But it's still good news. Real good news. Every morning right here.
It's good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
As the leading nursing homes.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Making room for news at the top of the hour. Mark Lawrence has that. Rob, the Sports Center with, the All-Star game last night, if you watched it. But a big congrats to the Mifflinburg girls softball team surviving round one of the major tournament with a 4-2 win yesterday. That's Little League softball. So we're all bucking for Mifflinburg. Those details and an AccuWeather forecast. Some viral comedy now. You could look for it later, but you could listen to it now. A daughter, well, she gives her dad her definition of body wash. Listen very carefully, because we love when kids and dogs tell the truth.
Come, we get a package. What's this?
It's body wash.
For my penis movie?
Yes, for my penis.
Come, we get a package.
Listen
What's
again.
This?
It's body wash.
For peeing movie?
Yes, for my penis.
That's, you know, you can clean your whole body with body wash, actually. But this little girl likes to announce a couple of parts that should be cleaned with body wash. Dad, you're the best, and your viral comedy has gone just that.
AccuWeather forecast. Visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
69 degrees, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford. Lewisburg, well worth that drive. Down Route 45.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1, Sunbury.
Morgan in the Morning with a live mic on SRI. What does that stand for? Sunbury Revitalization, of course.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
The mics are live in the studio. We love to bring guests in. And it's time to talk Riverfest. We have Amanda Furlong with us from SRI. Oh, isn't it great just to say Riverfest is back?
It is. It is. Especially since having to cancel it last year. Coming back this year, we kind of want to come back in a big way. So.
And people are asking about it already, right?
People are asking about it. They started at the beginning of the year and vendors are coming in. People are asking about entertainment, all sorts of stuff. So it's coming together. It'll be good. It'll be a good welcome back.
We've got a few weeks to think about it, and we've got a special surprise for you coming up at the end of this segment. But if you're not familiar with Riverfest, it is in downtown Sunbury, but it is in River Park, Riverfront Park. There,
yes.
Right? People get confused sometimes because they think of the old Market Street festivals and the old Sunbury Community Hospital Love and Care Street Fair, those things we all grew up on.
Yeah.
But this is actually right there at the end of Market Street, across front, and it's on both sides of the river wall in Riverfront Park, right?
Yeah. We're going to have vendors on the grass side. So we're not closing down Front Street anymore. That used to be a thing back in the day. We're not able to do that, but we are able to put vendors on the grass side. And then once you cross over the wall to the river is where we're going to have our main stage. We're going to have activities. Shikalimi band is going to be there having a tent to sell food. So it's going to be both sides, and it's going to be back and forth, and you'll get to enjoy the river because it's River Festival.
There it is. River Fest, thus the name. How about the live music part, though? good stuff coming up.
Good stuff, yeah. Friday night, we have Fully Loaded, which is a local band from Mifflinburg.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be there Friday night from 7 to 9. And then on Saturday, we have a Cars tribute band called Drive.
Mm-hmm.
They've played in the area before, had great success. People loved them. So they are coming back Saturday from 7 to 10. Each night, the Sunbury Moose will be there selling adult beverages for the concert. So mm-hmm. concerts are free. You can come. There's no charge or anything. And Saturday night, we just locked down our fireworks time.
Oh, okay.
So the band Saturday night will play until about 9-ish, and then we'll do a fireworks show, and then they'll play their last set and Riverfest on Saturday with a bang.
With a bang.
Yeah.
Friday and Saturday, August 13th and 14th mm-hmm. is Riverfest. And we're talking just a couple minutes ago. We don't know what Riverfest. This should be the 20th, but we don't know if it's the 19th. We skipped a year. So now it's so hard to say the blank annual. But it is great to say Riverfest is back.
Yes, yes, you know? It is. It was devastating last year to not have it. It is one of our biggest fundraisers for our organization.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of back and forth last year whether to have it or cancel it, and it was just the right thing to do to cancel it. But coming back this year, we had to do it, you know.
And you're bringing the energy, which is great, Amanda.
Yes.
You've always been a very energetic person. You know that things are going to happen here on August 13th and 14th in Sunbury. Now, we think about Riverfest and how many years we've gone. There's an event in Riverfest that kind of went away a few years ago, and you're very excited to bring it back.
I am. I'm so excited.
So go ahead and tell them.
So let me first tell you that I've been with SRI for 2 years, and there is one thing that I have gotten the most phone calls, the most Facebook messages, the most emails about, and mm-hmm. I've had to tell people no. And this year, all the stars have aligned.
Okay.
And I've talked to the right people, and we are bringing back the cardboard boat regatta,
which is so much fun to watch as yes. well as to participate in, right?
Yes, because some of them unfortunately don't make it too far past the dock. The engineering might not be that great on them, but then the ones that do, you know, you're rooting for them, your heart's, you know, racing, waiting for them to cross the finish line.
Yeah.
So yes, I am so excited about that. Eric Saxton from the Rescues kind of helped me along with this, and once we decided we're doing it, we're doing it. We're all in.
All right. Now it is just what it's titled, a cardboard boat regatta. It doesn't go for miles and miles, obviously, because you're sitting in a cardboard boat, right?
Yes, yes. It's just a short little course right in front of the amphitheater there. So if you go across the wall in Sunbury, there's the built-in seating in the amphitheater, and it'll just be a quick little get your boat in, get your boat to the finish line, and hopefully have some winners.
Could your husband help me build a boat and we'll be a team? He's a good guy.
He could. He's been so excited when I brought it up. He's like, I could use this and I could use this. And I'm, yeah, we could do this. So
see that? It's not just your average refrigerator box with duct tape. You could use your ingenuity and be creative with this cardboard boat regatta. Right?
Oh, yeah. Do a Google search, because that's what I did to kind of learn more about it, because I haven't been a part of it at all. So mm-hmm. I Google searched it, and some of these boats these people do, I've seen like 10 people in a cardboard boat and they go. So
yeah.
You do it right, I think it could be pretty entertaining.
I don't know if I have enough time, but I've always had this thing for pirate ships.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, I could
theme it up.
Mateys.
Yep.
It's the 94KX pirate boat.
Yes.
I like it. So Riverfest again, ladies and gentlemen, Friday, August 13th and Saturday, August 14th. There's going to be the food vendors. There's going to be the crafts. There's going to be lots to do. There's going to be the live music with beverages and the return of
the cardboard boat regatta.
Wow. How do we get more information about this whole event?
So we do have a Facebook event going on. River Festival has its own Facebook page. I'm here now, obviously. As soon as I get back to my office, I mm-hmm. will put all of the cardboard boat regatta information on the website, because you can register on there.
Okay.
We are also doing the boat parade, which has been a thing in the past, which is going to follow the boat regatta. So it's a boat decorating contest.
Okay.
So all of that, I didn't want to put it on too soon and spoil the surprise, but as soon as I get back to the office, I will put that on our website, which is sunburyrevitalization.org. There's an events tab, and it'll be under Sunbury River Festival. So everything's there, but if you have any questions, you can definitely Facebook us or email us, and hunt us down that way.
Amanda, great job. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Tom.
And we'll see you at Riverfest.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Yeah, we've got intern Cassie with us this morning. She's got a little bit of a cold, but she's new to SBC Media. Are you having fun so far?
I am. It's been a lot of fun.
Would you consider getting into a cardboard boat and floating down the Susquehanna during Riverfest?
I've kind of already been volunteered for it, so I guess I am.
I guess you heard me saying that to Amanda. Anyway, it's time for Tom's top list of the day. We do it every day at this time. And today's top list are the top words we like to see on our food labels and the top five words we don't like to see. Are you vegetarian or vegan?
I am neither. I like my meat.
So you like a good steak on the grill once in a while?
I do. Yep, we eat a lot of stews.
Oh, do you really? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, that's cool. I have recently gotten away from red meat. I only try to eat it like once every 10 days or whatever. Do a lot of chicken, do a lot of turkey, some white meat pork there, yeah. Yeah, that'll do. And a lot of fish. I eat a lot of seafood. But that's my health conditions, being type 2 diabetic and all that. I'm trying to stay on top of it. I want to live longer. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You okay with that? Healthy. Yeah. Me hanging around, you okay with it? A new study found that there are words that people like to see, and there are words that people don't like to see. 1 in 6 people are less likely to buy something if organic is on the label. Now, I think it's because they don't understand what it means. And it's like, whoa, what is it? Is there human organs in there? And it's like, no. But that is 1 in 6 people will not buy a product that has the word organic in it. Google the word, study it. It's okay. Here's the top 5 words we love to see when it comes to food. And the one thing is the word healthy, which I think is pretty funny, because I think everything that is sold and everything that we eat should be healthy, but sometimes just the word healthy, hey, what's part of the chicken? It says healthy this week. Oh, if it didn't, would you buy it? Anyway, the top 5 words. Here we go. Fresh.
Well, of course.
Yeah, it's got to be fresh, yeah. Right? I mean, come on. Natural.
Everyone wants natural, right?
Yeah, I mean, supernatural. Of course, natural's good. Healthy, like we mentioned. Here's number 4, which I like, real.
Real.
Did you ever see the word?
Too many fake things.
Yeah, I guess. Did you ever see that word on the mayonnaise label? Real mayonnaise.
Yeah, real mayonnaise.
What have I been eating all these years? Fake mayonnaise? I don't know. And anyway, and the 5th word that we'd love to see, especially here in Central PA, local.
Mm-hmm. I like that. It doesn't have all that extra stuff that makes it last longer.
Yeah. And it's grown locally. It's made locally. And that's what that's all about. I mean, I love buying local sweet corn. I understand it's not available all the time. So you have to buy from down south. But still, local is best in my world. Most of the top words we hate to see, believe it or not, are also healthy words. Okay? Processed. Ooh, that could be good or it could be bad. You ever see
processed? Society's definitely said that is a bad word, but yeah. Sometimes absolutely not.
How about processed lunch meat, though?
No.
See? So sometimes processed could be a bad thing. So the rest of the words we don't like to see, now don't call in and complain yet because this is the list. All right, we don't like the word vegan. We don't like the word plant-based. We don't like the word gluten-free. And we don't like the word organic. See, I don't mind those words at all, do you?
Mm-mm, no.
I mean, plant-based is really some decent food. Vegan, I respect it, but I could never be one.
Right, me either.
I don't even think I could be vegetarian. I might try that someday, but vegan, where you don't do anything that has anything to do with animal, yeah, vegan would be very tough for me. But plant-based, PB&J restaurant in downtown Danville. I love you guys. PB&J stands for plant-based and juice. But everybody goes in there and asks for the peanut butter and jelly. So they make one. They make an organic peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's to die for.
That sounds really good.
Listen to me giving a free commercial there to PB&J restaurant in Danville. Anyway, so I don't mind the word plant-based. Gluten-free, I mean, that's for health reasons. Some people have health issues and they can't ingest gluten. And the word organic, please look it up. It just means that it's grown and it's done without any insecticides or any kind of chemicals or any kind of any kind of injectables. If it's organic, it just grew out of the ground and you're going to eat it. There's nothing wrong with those. So there's Tom's top 10 list of the day, the top five words we like and the top five words we don't like when it comes to food. Morgan in the Morning News is next. Stay with us.
Tom, I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
72 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about Wednesday at the Wash because today is a beautiful day to wash your car. And we always do Wednesday at the Wash. But we've got something coming up this weekend that Mark Stevens is going to hook you up. And it has to do with Sealands Grove. And it was a festival that used to be close to Susquehanna, you know, University there. But they're moving it, but they're still having it. Okay? It has to do with wines and vines. Stay with us. Details next.
Hey.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
It's a Wednesday. It's a beautiful sunny day. It's going to be hot again today, but it's a Wednesday at the Wash, and that's the perfect time to visit my buds at Ultimate Express Car Wash. There's one on the strip there near Sealands Grove. My favorite, no offense, guys, but I love the Danville location across from Geisinger Woodbine. And then out there in Williamsport, that's a good place to stop, too, next to the Papa John's. Go get your car washed, okay? But you could get some help from your friends at 94KX. Text the word WASH, W-A-S-H, spell it right, please, to 49330, and you get this week's WASH code. Okay, the code is good for any of the Ultimate Express locations, Sealands Grove, Danville, or Billtown. And get this, you could win a $20 gift card as well. So just for logging on with the word WASH, you get a $2 coupon every Wednesday and maybe a $20 gift card. Get out there and tell Butch I said hi. Butch responded to my Facebook post late yesterday afternoon about stealing Lynn Hall's car. He thought it was a great idea. He said keep it washed. Oh, by the way, intern Cassie is with us today. I want you to know right now, I didn't actually steal Lynn Hall's car.
Okay, I was worried.
Oh, okay. You thought the state police were going to show up?
Yep.
I have my own Mustang. I bet you they're side by side back there now.
Are they?
I'll
have to go out and look at that.
We'll have to take some pictures. I posted a picture of me next to Lynn Hall's car, and I said there are a couple of tips to stealing a car. First of all, it's got to be a nice car. And second of all, your coworker has to not know you have it. And that means you have to bring it back before she gets out of work. So there you have it. I did not really steal Lynn Hall's car. But Butch at Ultimate Express, he says, whatever car you're driving, keep it clean. It's all good. Hey, we're winding down here this morning. Thanks for being part of Morgan in the Morning. Mark Stevens this afternoon has a chance for you to win tickets. He's got them in his hands right now. These are hot tickets, too, for Sealands Grove Brewfest. They've made a lot of changes this year. They didn't have it last year, obviously, because of COVID. But he's got pairs of tickets to give away to Hops, Vines, and Wines. Man, live music, rain or shine, and a lot of sampling. Let's put it that way. These tickets are $50 a piece, and you can win a pair this afternoon. Just another reason for you to stay with us all day long.
94KX.
Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Chad Evans is coming up next. Mark Stevens this afternoon with your chance to win with Wise Markets. And don't forget those tickets for Sealands Grove Brewfest. He has them. Stay with us all day long. Enjoy National Macaroni and Cheese Day. Cassie, our intern, I forgot to ask you, do you like mac and cheese?
I love it. Absolutely.
Because you're a college kid, right?
Of course. I'm broke. That's what I eat.
There you go. Or was it an early addiction?
Definitely an early one.
Because moms and dads,
I just,
man,
still feed it.
Yeah, that's comfort food for little kids. Mm-hmm. Do you cut up the hot dogs and mix it in there, too?
No, I didn't know that was a thing until I was like 10.
Oh.
Yeah, I went to a friend's house and they did that.
It's okay. Really good, though. Don't get me wrong.
And it's good college food, too, because hot dogs are cheap, and Kraft mac and cheese, that beautiful blue box,
yep.
Pretty cheap, right?
Cheap, but really good.
All right. Get on our Facebook page and let us know about your addiction to macaroni and cheese. Here's the thing, and I talked about it earlier this morning. When people get older, they say, oh, I don't like that stuff. I make my own mac and cheese. You know, my grandmother's recipe. That's fine. But let's face it. Once you've had that blue box, it's like crack. You're addicted. I mean, I don't care if you wave it off for the rest of your life. If I put a blue box in front of you right now, you'd sneak it and boil it and eat it.
Yep.
What is that powdered cheese? We don't know. It's
don't
just,
question it.
Don't question it. Just eat it. Definitely. Happy Macaroni and Cheese Day. From Morgan in the Morning. Hey, it's also National Nude Day, a day in which you're encouraged to walk around naked. I don't know if that's a good idea, okay? You could probably get arrested. Don't do it at work. You'll get fired. But it's National Nude Day, and it's also National Tape Measure Day.
I feel like those two do not mix.
No.
Don't do those together.
Totally bad idea.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Have a good day.